Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. The push to allow self-service at gas stations in New Jersey isn't over, even though the political will to enact this change doesn't seem to be there. 75 gas stations in the state are dropping prices today to show drivers what could be. More now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Gas station owners are not ready to give up the fight for self-service, even though the latest attempt at legislation in Trenton stalled earlier this year. The Fuel Your Way Coalition says self-serve could save drivers about 15 cents a gallon, and today is all about raising awareness. You won't even have to pump the gas yourself today to get the lower price at participating stations, and there are a few in our area. The P66 station on White Horse Pike in Berlin, the West Berlin Delta on Route 73, Amoco on Marlton Pike in Cherry Hill, and Glassboro Delta on Delsey Drive. In February, new Senate President Nick Scutari said he wouldn't bring the bill up for a vote, essentially killing it. Just like his predecessor Steve Sweeney did, he also refused to bring similar bills to a vote. Those in favor of the self-serve bill say it would not only lower prices, but also open up more pumps for use because those orange cones we see blocking pumps aren't there because they're broken, it's because nobody can work them.
Station owners say the prices would be lower if they didn't have to hire as many people to pump the gas. The stations hope enough people see the benefits of lower prices and ask their elected officials to change their mind on the legislation. More than two dozen shots were fired at a crowded gas station in Alney last night. Police found a huge scene at the Liberty gas station at Tabor Road in Rising Sun around 9:30. A crowd of people were sent running for their lives after either two or three shooters opened fire. Chief Inspector Scott Small says the shooters continued to fire after people took cover in the convenience store.
They continued firing shots through the front door and through the front window into the convenience store. Luckily, no one was shot, which is remarkable, since we know there were a total of 10 people that were outside and then ran inside.
One person was treated for glass cuts to the head, but no one was hit by bullets. Police are reviewing surveillance video to help them identify the shooters. Well, the Philadelphia 76ers have been officially eliminated in the second round of the playoffs. They lost to the Miami Heat last night, 99-90. Miami won the first two games of the series. Then the Sixers made an impressive comeback, going back-to-back games. But the Sixers lost Game 5 before falling again to the Heat. Let's hear from some fans exiting the game.
I thought we really could have played more with some more effort.
Embarrassing. Yeah, it was really a big disappointment considering how much we went through this year to get everyone and then to just end like this. It's annoying.
I'm sad. It was a great season. I still believe Joel Embiid should have been MVP. Great season, though.
After the game, head coach Doc Rivers said the team overcame a lot of distractions this year, including the Ben Simmons situation, but they did not have enough time to come together after acquiring James Harden. The Dad Vale Regatta begins this morning on the Schuylkill River, and for the first time since 2019, it is back to full capacity, which includes having spectators. Jim Hanna is the president of the Dad Vale Organizing Committee.
It's one of the only venues in the United States where you can sit on the seawall. Spectators can come down, sit on the seawall, and they can see the sweat pouring off the rowers as they come down the race course. You can be that close to the rowers.
The regatta is free to attend, and being back to full capacity means more teams can participate. Drexel head coach Paul Savelle explained the entire year builds up to the Dad Vale.
Philadelphia is really the center of rowing in the United States. The Dad Vales has amazing history. It's probably the best race in the country.
The 2022 Dad Vale Regatta takes place today and tomorrow. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.